get your class saying the Pledge of Allegiance, just send it to us, pledge@jayandkevin.com. Just like this week's pledge comes from Ms. Fauché Sharpels. She is the third grade teacher at Audubon Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
it's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Recycling center workers reunite man with the lost ring of his lost love.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Avista.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Avista. Funny that we brought up my Ford Mustang, because today is National Ford Mustang Day.
No way.
Oh, yeah. The Ford Mustang was first introduced to the world in April of 1964 with a 1964 and a half Mustang. You know what's funny now? All these years later, I had that 1967 Mustang.
Oh, you had one?
I loved it dearly, Jay.
I didn't know that.
I loved it dearly.
And that's something.
But nowadays, if I were to get one, I think I would go after the love that I initially had that I was not allowed to get because of my mother.
Wow. Wow.
I don't want to get into that story again.
Seems like you're going to.
Steve, have you ever seen a picture of my Mustang?
Here it comes. Here it comes.
I think so.
You have?
Was it beige?
Beige. That's a beige Mustang.
It's a beige. Is it beige?
Mustang 7. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
How low can you go, Kevin?
Mustang 7, now, baby.
Beige Mustang.
Guess you better slow.
So how was your beige Mustang?
It was red, wasn't it? It was red, wasn't it?
It was red.
Oh,
yes.
Red. That's Steve. Weird.
You wouldn't even appreciate it if I showed you a picture, so I won't.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of rude.
But the car, now I think if I tried to get a 1967 Mustang, I don't even know if I'd fit in it.
Oh, yeah.
It would be comfortable.
Yeah,
you know?
Driver's seat's a little small, a little snug up there against the steering wheel.
Steering wheel doesn't adjust,
right.
So you're just, my belly's going to be on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it may be a real disaster. But the 69 Mach 1, that's what I would take nowadays.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Rick just texted me and said, my brother-in-law is going to be selling his 71 Mach 1 if you want it.
How much does he want for it?
I don't know.
Is it beige?
How much do you think if it's beige.
I mean, sign me up.
Spendy.
Yeah. What color is the most expensive?
You think he'll take about $5,000 for it?
In payments? Yes. God. I have grand payments.
I can't wait to hear how much he wants for it, because it's wild how much these Mustangs are worth today. Rick said a lot.
A lot, yeah. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah, it's very specific.
That is one of those. They're just, boy, classic cars. Well, I'm glad I got rid of mine.
Well, you would have had to take it out of your garage anyway so your son could work on his car.
Jay.
Uh-oh.
No, I could keep it in our, we're renting a garage now.
Oh, well, you should be, because you only have one garage. You certainly could not.
Right. Yeah, we're renting a big garage, Jay.
Oh, good for you guys.
Big.
You seem very happy about that.
He seems delighted.
It's one of those I kind of got into, where he was like, well, think about it. You know, for all your business stuff.
Here we go.
You're getting too much stuff. Like, it would be good to put it all in like a warehouse or something.
Sure.
And he's not wrong. That's the right idea. But the problem was, it's not close by.
Steve, do you have a car that you want to buy that you're like, man, I've always wanted to have a blank? Like, Kevin would, you know, he obviously wants a Mustang. I've always wanted a 1970 Ford Bronco or somewhere in that
range. Who was
it
that I just saw drives an old Ford Bronco? A country star, Jay. Girl.
Okay.
Is it Ashley Cook?
Sure, let's say it is.
It was somebody, it was a really sweet car, and I thought of you instantly because and those old Broncos are great, Jay. I agree with you on those.
I think either it's either Dan or Shay that also has one.
Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay.
Very angry. Do and I have, think Jake Owen has one too.
Yeah.
I got one here that's only got 2,462 miles on it, and it's $80,000 if you want to buy it.
That's not bad.
No, I could probably get a couple for that.
Yeah. Steve, do you have any car desires, or are you just a simple man who's happy with a Camry?
Oh.
No, that's a Corolla.
It's a Corolla.
Thank my bad.
That's an insult.
I know, but the dream is a Camry.
Dream big, baby.
Yeah, you move up to the Camry eventually. Right. You don't. I mean, you start at the Corolla and you move up to the Camry.
Well, he wants to get a Candy Apple Beige.
Candy Apple Beige.
Corolla or a Camry.
Yeah. Think of the wheels on that. Think of the driving in style, baby.
Man.
Well, and you're a younger guy, so probably the older cars don't appeal to you.
Probably not.
You're into it, like, you know, with a parent or something like that, but.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool, but I'm not.
Do you have anything?
I'm not, like, super into cars, so.
Is Tesla the thing for somebody your age?
Like, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm not really about it, though.
Yeah, you don't care what you drive, which is why you drive what you drive. I mean, nothing against your car, but it's just a regular.
Hey,
it's just
it
a
is.
Regular. Hey. I mean, it's a regular old sedan.
Folks,
I don't know. It's nothing fancy. Nothing against it.
4,000 miles
a year
on his car.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm almost up to 50,000 now.
And how long you've had it?
2012, 11.
So 12 years.
13 years, let's say.
And you've almost got a 50,000 miles on it.
Yeah, baby.
It's impressive. You are buying a car from a little old lady.
Yeah, right.
I'm like buying, what?
Yeah, because they always say that, like, oh, man, low miles, little old lady drove it to
That's
the grocery
right.
store and back, and that was it.
That's
it's
right.
in great shape.
Well, just
That's
like a little old lady, I do sit on a phone book.
let me finally tell you this today.
Not true.
I don't know if I love this world or hate this world. The world's first AI beauty pageant to award the hottest bot $13,000.
No.
No.
Miss AI beauty pageant is happening. The companies are very excited about it because they will all compete with each other to come up with the most beautiful AI.
The most beautiful person generated by a computer?
Yeah, most beautiful bot. Mm. $13,000.
If I said you had a beautiful bot, would you hold it against me?
Mustang Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I even brought it up to her. I was like, hey, how about this? I found this. And she's like, oh, that's a great idea. I love hot cocoa at night. And this is going to be fantastic. I'm asleep. And it says you're not even groggy when you wake up. I go, yeah, it's $95. What?
Kevin James.
You know, Jay, you know, this could be the anniversary gift.
Oh, 30 years together. Here's one bag for the next 30 years.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
The Jay and Kevin Secret Sound in about 4 minutes.
Dear Jay and Kevin, I've got a neighbor who is driving me nuts. Sadly, I haven't figured out a way to avoid the issue. His wife doesn't let him smoke inside, so he comes outside and smokes probably 20 to 25 times a day. He's either retired or disabled, so he doesn't work, and I'm a stay-at-home mom with my kids, so we're both at home a lot. We just bought this house. It was our first house, and the houses in the neighborhood are super close together. His porch where he smokes is probably 10 feet from my house. Unfortunately, I just can't stand the smell of cigarettes. It often gives me a headache. Sometimes he smokes other things, and honestly, at least that smells better. I've tried talking to him. No luck. It was kind of the, you know, I was here first attitude. Talked to his wife, and she's disgusted with his smoking, but she just said, yeah, it's not going to change. He's going to smoke outside. Are there any suggestions what to do with the smell and the situation? That is from Alicia today.
509-441-0999. Is this dumb or could you buy a fan?
Jay, there are a lot of people saying get a fan. The fan is the best bet. It works great to clear smoke and move the air away from your space.
Yeah.
They're like, it's not going to be perfect,
no,
but it does help. Amanda says you can move or get a fan. I feel like getting a fan's a cheaper option.
It probably
and that's a bummer
is.
That it is their first house.
Yeah, I get that, but you can control what you can control, and
yeah,
obviously
you can't control him. He's not doing anything wrong, technically.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Just smoking cigs on his porch.
What's an air cannon fan? Somebody just text that in. What's an air cannon fan?
Air cannon.
You ever heard
fan.
Of that?
No, I don't
Steve,
know.
Steve, ever heard of an air cannon?
Just a more extreme fan?
It's got to be something like that. I guess just a big industrial fan is what comes up. And then there's a bunch of, well, some of these are very expensive, obviously. This one's $150, though, which, again, is not, well, yeah, I guess that's
man,
a fan.
Man, I have a fan that I bought, and it is, it's one of those that kind of sits on the ground, and they point, I can't remember what they call those
things. It the metal one with, like, the, I don't know what they, if it has a stand that's connected in the back?
Nope.
We have one like that. You know which one I'm talking about? It's metal. It sits on the ground. It's very low. And then the legs connect in the back. And it's like, we always call it the helicopter fan because honestly, when you turn that thing on, it would work.
Yeah.
I see one here. Now this one is like 150. This one's 200. So yeah, they're a little spendy, but I'm imagining you could probably mount it maybe somewhere out there and then just.
People are all over the place with the suggestions. Stephanie said, also, if you have a flower that you enjoy the smell of, plant strong-smelling flowers in your yard.
That's smart.
Put some on your porch.
Sure.
And, you know, that'll help some.
As long as you're not allergic to bee stings, that would work.
There's other people that are saying, get over it. It's his yard. Like,
well, yeah.
He's going to do what he wants to do. You're the problem.
Well, I think you can't. I mean, he's asking for help. I know.
Well, this is Sandy said, do you have his mom's phone number? I totally tell on him.
Oh, boy.
Again, you can't control him. You can only control
yours.
Yes,
and I don't know that she was trying to figure out a way to control him. I think she was trying to figure out a way to deal with the smoke.
Sure.
It does stink. If you're home with your kids and you're getting a headache from smoke, that's no fun.
Mm-hmm. Does it make a difference that they moved in second? If they were there before?
No, because, I mean, how do you...
Now, your property's your property. And he's not, again, he's not like he's doing anything illegal. It's annoying,
not at
maybe,
all.
But,
right.
You know.
Now, you can also just wait it out. He's not going to be around long.
I thought the same thing. Turn your sprinklers on and aim one toward him. Okay.
That is not neighborly.
Sorry, that's
someone's
going to
move after that, though.
Oh, man. You don't want to escalate it at that point.
Boy, did you see? Oh, I don't know if we
can. But yeah, calling his mom would work if she's still around.
Gerald's comment on Facebook, Kevin, did you see that one?
Uh-oh. I don't know that I did yet, Steve. I'm scrolling, but.
I don't know if we can say that.
Oh, no. Never
mind.
Well,
Steve, since you don't know, why don't you say it?
No, I don't want to say it.
Now that you've said it, you don't want to say it.
Dang it.
He says, establish dominance and then something after that.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, thanks for the help on that one. 509-441-0999. You can always call or text or continue to comment on our Facebook page. Let's do a little secret sound here. We're nearly $400 for the secret sound, and you can win it right now. We're going to play next, 509-441-0999.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Even when we break up 2 years later, I'm still going to be saying your name on the air.
Huh.
So, it's part of the deal.
Kevin James.
If you want all this, you get all that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, heck of a deal. Heck of a deal. Speaking of a heck of a deal, let's go ahead and play.
It's time for Jay and Kevin's.
Do you hear that?
Secret sound.
Jennifer.
Good morning.
What you doing?
Getting ready for work.
Nah.
It's a trap.
Don't do it. Run.
If you start, they'll never let you stop.
Doggone being an adult and all that stuff.
It's the worst.
Oh, man.
Do you like your job, Jennifer?
I was almost going to say that, Kevin, and I was hesitating because I thought, what's she going to say? No, on the radio? I was thinking the same thing.
No, I like my job.
Okay, well,
good. Yeah, okay. You seem to have a positive attitude. I could just tell by her tone.
For sure, yeah. Have you been in the profession you do for a long time?
14 years.
Okay, well, wow.
14 years.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on that.
You mind me getting a little more personal what you do?
Here we go.
I am Jennifer. I am a manager at Coeur d'Alene Macy's.
Oh, yes. You are awesome, Jennifer.
That's right.
And you're good at what you do.
That's right. That is what you do. Congratulations on that. Yeah, you got the first question right. Now, have you been paying attention to the secret sound number 2?
Oh, yes.
How'd you do on the first one? Did you think you had it when we started getting closer to the answer?
Oh, I'm so mad at myself.
Are you?
There is a Clorox bleach wipe container right by my garage door when I walk into my house. Every day I stare at it.
That's got to be the worst.
It's the worst.
Oh, no. Dang it.
You just didn't get there. Darn
it. Man, that's a bummer. Well, let's see how we do today. First of all, let's see how much we are playing for.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is
$392.
$392. That's not a bad start to the day.
No, not at all.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's play the game.
Here's the secret sound.
Listen closely. There it is. Now, Jennifer, for $392, what is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Closing a microwave?
Is it closing
a
microwave? No.
It does sound like that.
It does, actually. Yeah. No, that's not right this time around. Sorry about that, Jennifer. Have a great day. Thank you so much for playing. We'll qualify you for a $100 gift card, okay?
Thanks, guys. Love Coyote Country.
Oh, thank you so much. Very generous. I appreciate that. What a sweet thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
She's great.
Yeah, she's great. Let's see what, though. You know, every wrong guess means not only is that a clue for you, but the jackpot grows.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
I'm going to guess $6 million. What's your guess, Kev?
$406.
$406.
She beat me to it.
Stay tuned right here to the Big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the Big 99.9 CoyoteCountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
We'll play again this morning at 9:20, and she'll probably beat you to that one too, unfortunately, Kevin.
It's like a Mike Tyson sprint.
Yeah. Entertainment news brought to you by Amco, AAMCO. You like Nick Offerman, correct?
I do. I think he's very funny.
He's hilarious. I got two clips for you from Nick Offerman. One is he's talking about what he'd like to see happen in schools today.
I would also reinstate woodworking and kitchens and sewing in our schools and teach our kids
sewing
how to make things with their hands.
Okay. Now, do they not have wood shop and metal shop in school anymore?
Most schools have done away with all of their shops and their home economics, like learning to cook. I mean, all of those things I loved across the board. I loved learning to make casserole, and I loved learning to build a table. All of those things you need. If you want to serve casserole, you need a table.
100%. You can't eat a casserole on the floor.
I mean, if you want to eat
you
a casserole.
You can't eat a casserole on a floor.
I mean, I think that's words to live by, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have wood shop, Jay, growing up?
I did, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And home ec?
Mm-hmm, all of that.
See,
that's correct.
Both with us as well. Steve?
I dabbled in it.
Okay.
So it still was in the school, though. We had... like auto something class, you know, where they would show you how to, you know, like fix your car.
Oh, yeah.
Woodworking, metal shop, home ec. And you had to take at least, I think, two of those, like four or five.
Right.
And then, yeah, to graduate.
Oh, yeah, those are good. I agree with him.
Plus, you can make a casserole and a table to eat it on.
So smart.
Also, he talked about, you know, a thing that they did that was very funny, but that you should not do because it involves something illegal. when he was back in college.
We had a game where we'd go into a store and steal the dumbest thing we could to make each other laugh. So it was shoplifting as a diversion. And I got caught in a Kmart shoving 8 Ronnie Millsap cassettes down the front of my jeans. And walking out, just couldn't wait to see the look on Joe Faust's face when I was like, check this out.
Ronnie Millsap, were they all the same album? No,
were they 8 different records.
Oh, 8 different records. You got his whole catalog down there.
It was the perfect crime until it wasn't. It was scary. I went to jail and I was terrified.
You went to jail for stealing Ronnie Millsap?
Yeah, and I was like, come on, you guys. Clearly, this is a bit.
You see the humor?
But they wanted to teach me a lesson, and they did.
And they did. So don't do that.
That is a good lesson.
Don't do that.
A fun game, but not a good idea.
Yeah, it's probably not great. I'm sure Ronnie Millsap would be proud if he knew that Nick Offerman went to jail by stealing all of his cassettes and putting them down the front of his jeans.
I will give you this story because it involves another amazing blind singer.
Okay.
I mean, we have Ronnie Millsap. I have to go from Ronnie Millsap to the great Ray Charles.
Okay.
Huey Lewis was recently talking about We Are the World. You know, the documentary is out. It's super great. You still haven't watched it, right, Jay?
No, I have not.
You got to watch
Multiple times I've been like, man, it's The Greatest Night in Pop.
The Greatest Night in Pop is the name of the documentary, and it is wonderful as it covers the whole happenings of how they recorded We Are the World. And Huey Lewis is in that a lot. And they were asking him about it, and they said, do you have any, you know, regrets or anything? And he was like, yeah, I have a major regret. He said, Ray Charles was my hero. And he said, I followed him around that room the entire night. I would just walk around and like try to stand next to Ray, just be wherever Ray was and just take in his greatness.
Right.
And he said, but I was too afraid to ever introduce myself to him. And I just regret that. I why did I not introduce myself to Ray Charles and then have a conversation with him? So he said he just blew it.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Yeah, you got to just kind of step up and do it, even though you feel
in awe, right?
Yeah. I could see it. That was like when I first met you.
I imagine.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you say pinochle people that many times fast?
Kevin James.
Sure can.
Let's try it.
Pinochle people, pinochle people, pinochle people. I've come from a long line of pinochle people.
Really?
My grandparents are pinochle people.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, if you'd like to win a pair of Cody Johnson tickets, call right now, 509-441-0999. We're going to play a little game. Again, you're going to have to earn them, but, you know, just, all you have to do is basically tell us whether you believe in Steve.
Do you believe in Steve, Steve?
I believe in Steve will win. I believe in Steve will win.
After Steve.
Pretty simple game. Steve has to do most of the work.
Mm-hmm. You just have to say whether you believe in him or not.
He does heavy lifting. It's, you know, he's, I don't know if you know that anyway, Kevin. Did you know that? That he's a heavy lifter?
I did not know that.
Oh, man. He was showing me his workout videos the other day, and I was like, wow, dude, jeez, that's Steve. Really impressive. You should ask him.
I can't wait.
Peter, how are you?
Hey.
Doing all right?
Good.
Good, good. All right, the name of the game is Do You Believe in Steve? Steve has to do most of the work. You just have to let us know whether you believe in Steve, all right?
Okay. All right, so question number one to Steve. Cody Johnson is from Texas. Population-wise, Texas is the second largest state. True or false, Steve?
Does he say whether he believes that I... Oh, I answer first and then he...
There you go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We gave you one game.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I was having trouble with the phones. And
it seemed like it.
I believe in you, yeah. Steve. Go ahead.
Calm down. You're fine.
All right. So can you repeat the question?
Oh, my God.
I know. I had one game.
Gordon Johnson is from Texas. Population-wise, Texas is the second largest state. Is that true or false, Steve?
I am going to say true, Kevin.
You're going to say true.
Peter, do you believe in Steve?
No, I do not.
He doesn't believe in you. Wow, he's already doubting you. It must have been your confidence level.
Yeah, that's it.
Texas is the second largest state population-wise.
Oh, Peter, how about that, huh? He's knowledgeable, this guy over here. Wow.
It's okay. It was 50-50, and I was doubting myself.
Yeah. All right, 0 for 1.
Here we go. This one is not 50-50.
Peter, you got to get these right now, because how many you got to get, Kevin, out of the 5?
Well, he's got to get 3.
3 out of 5? Okay. Oh, yeah. My gosh, you got to get a passing grade, Peter. Here we go. Question number 2.
Cody Johnson worked as a prison guard before becoming a country star.
Uh-huh.
What city in our area hosts a 2,258 capacity prison?
What city in the state of Washington?
What city in our area hosts a 2,258 inmate capacity prison?
Harrington.
You're a jerk.
Do you believe in Steve, Peter?
That is definitely I do not believe.
Rightfully so. What, do you know where it is?
I would probably say down by Walla Walla.
No.
I was going to say Airway. Is that
it's correct? Airway Heights. Airway Heights Corrections Facility.
That would be the too obvious answer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The Walla Walla one, I think, is bigger. But yeah, all right. Well, you know what? You got one right. You got one wrong. That's the most important part. Need to get 2 more right before you get 1 more wrong to win the Cody Johnson tickets, or we'll just put them up for grabs. All right, Kevin, question number 3.
One of Cody's favorite songs that he likes to perform that is not his is Long-Haired Country Boy by what legendary fiddle-playing country singer?
Steve?
Charlie Daniels?
Do you believe in Steve, Peter?
I do.
Steve! Proud of you, man.
That is awesome.
Hey, did I get that right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh. And so did Peter, which is more important than you getting it right.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Peter.
Thanks,
Steve. Oh, thanks, Steve. Goodness. All right. It all comes down to this, just like we scripted it.
Well, wait. Hold on. How many do we have?
It's 2-1.
2-1. Okay. If he gets this one right, he can win, obviously.
Right, yeah.
If he gets it wrong, we're going to have to go to the 5th and final question.
Oh, that's true. It could be a tiebreaker. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. All right.
A number of parking stalls at the Spokane Arena. Parking is a hot issue at the arena lately. The
sure
number
is.
Of parking stalls at the arena, is it more or less than 1,500?
Ooh.
More or
Steve?
Less? I will say less.
Less than, what was the number again, Kevin?
1,500.
1,500. Less than 1,500 parking stalls at the Spokane Arena. Do you believe in Steve, Peter?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you just won Cody Johnson tickets.
Yeah!
There's only 1,178 parking spaces.
Wow. Well done. You know what? Just because you get the first one wrong, you can't quit. You just keep going, guys. And that's proof
power
of it
through.
Right there.
Power through.
Power through.
Power through. That a boy.
Well done, Peter. Congratulations, all right?
Thanks.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Hey, Peter, you a big Cody Johnson fan?
Absolutely.
Do you have a Cody Johnson song that I could play right this very second that you really like?
Painter.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue.
Yeah.
Are you in a sort of a committed relationship?
Yeah, more or less. We'll go with that.
Hope she's not listening.